The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, in the last hour, Ireland has secured yet another medal in the Olympics, and there's still a huge Irish contingent to keep an eye on for the rest of the day. Joining me now with the rundown is Off the Ball's Mick McCarthy. Mick, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So the double sculls, first of all, a medal.
A medal. It was a bronze medal, Pat, which I think to some was a disappointment, the way this team were being talking up and the way they'd rode all week. I think we thought they were in for gold. It looked like it was going to be a showdown between themselves and the Dutch. And it turned out that way. Unfortunately, it was for silver because Romania came from nowhere and surprised everyone, barely qualified for the final, but ended up winning it comfortably and won the gold. So that was a surprise. But I think when you take a step back and you look at kind of where rowing has come from in this country and even this crew to win a medal at the Olympics, and it's Darragh Lynch's first Olympic Games, is incredible, and it's a great achievement, and it's another notch on what's turning out to be a great week.
Now, what else is on the schedule for today?
So we've got sailing, I think, which is going to surprise people and grab a lot of attention in the afternoon when we come to lunchtime. I think it starts at around 1:45. Robert Dixon and Sean Waddelove are in the men's skiff final, the medal race, as they call it in sailing. Pat, I don't know a huge amount about it, but we've been through this with Annalise Murphy a couple of times.
They sail and then the final 10 get into the medal race. So yeah, no matter how well you've kind of done before that, it's back to square one for the medal race, isn't it?
Yeah, not quite actually, because there is it's double points for the medal race, but obviously there's only 10 teams in it, so you can't kind of go much disastrous. If you finish 10th, for example, you'll get 20 points. So the way it does work is that Ireland, given the scores of all the teams involved, if they do finish in the top four today from the 10, they will guarantee themselves at least a bronze medal. So there is, you know, a chance there. They finished second yesterday in the final race yesterday, which was a huge one for them and really put them into good position. They're in second behind the Spanish boat. This is Robert Dixon, Sean Waddelove, as I mentioned. So, yeah, I mean, again, this is one when we're looking at the medals outwards, you kind of look at, you know, the individual boxers, you might know the individual rowing crews and so on. And you're looking, where can we get medals here and there? And you always say, something could happen in the sailing. You don't know exactly what it might be, but as it turns out, that's exactly what it is in this case. And this is a really, really good chance for these two guys. So I think people will be watching it. They might not know exactly what's going on. They'll be relying on the commentary, but I think this is going to take over the afternoon.
Yeah, and the dinghies will be out there as well.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got the dinghy is out first, I believe, in the next little while, actually. Finn Lynch is race one and two. So that's just starting up today. So we'll have to see how that goes. And then Eve McMahon is in a little bit later on as well, just after 2:30 in the other dinghy race. So that's race one and two as well. So we're just starting off on the whole new voyage, I suppose, in terms of the sailing as well today. But the medal race, I suppose, is where we'll be watching.
Now, what's the story with the hockey? It was being reported we were a lost cause. If we were to beat Argentina in the final pool game, what would that mean?
It would mean there's still a chance, which is surprising, as surprising to me as it is to everybody else, because Ireland have lost all three of the games. But I think results would still have to go their way. But if Ireland do beat Argentina today, it's very much last chance. The game against India was being seen as the last chance 2 days ago, and they didn't win that game, they lost it. So it seemed like that they were out. But I think the way some results have gone, there is still a possibility that they can get out of Pool B in third place and qualify for the quarterfinals. I don't think it would be a guarantee if they were to do so, but Argentina have been pretty strong so far, and I suppose it's unlikely that Ireland will win the game anyway, but it's definitely one to watch for, and I think the permutations will be kind of out as the games are going on this afternoon.
Now, we've golf as well. Our golfers are in action. I mean, it's an extraordinary thing, the haves and have-nots in sport in the Olympics. I mean, you have swimmers who, you know, scrape together a bit of sponsorship and help from the Olympic Council and so on to get into the pool and travel to galas all over the place to try and prepare. And then you've got the golfers who are making gazillions every week.
Yeah, that's it really, isn't it? And you've got LeBron James and all of the NBA stars over there as well. And I suppose that's just the way the Olympics is now. They want to get the biggest names and the biggest sports as part of it. And I think golf has lived up to its side of things since it's been in there. It's, you look at the lineup this weekend and it is all the biggest names from the countries that are able to take a slot have taken it. And it seems like it's been taken very, very seriously. It might not be as big as the majors. And I think a lot of people want the Olympics to be the be all and end all for sports. If it's going to be in there, it should be the most important thing. Like, that clearly isn't the case with football, for example. But I think in terms of golf, it's living up to its end anyway. It's probably up there with like tennis as maybe like the fifth most important tournament of the year. So I think if that continues, you know, I think people will be a little bit interested in it. They're happy to have it there. It's obviously a medal hope for Ireland as well. But I have to say, when you're looking at Instagram stories or so, Pat, of athletes in the Olympic Village and the not quite five-star facilities that they're living in, and then you think of the likes of NBA stars or golfers, I do tend to agree with you that it does seem a little bit strange.
Yeah. Now, we have more boxing action as well.
Yeah. Just mention actually that Rory McIlroy has made a little bit of a move in the golf in the last couple of minutes. I think he eagled the ninth, so he's moved up into 3 under, which is in sixth place, so he's definitely in there or thereabouts territory. It's obviously very, very early, but it's good to see him actually make a little bit of a move early on. So it's something that we can keep an eye on over the next 4 days. But the boxing tonight, as you mentioned, is going to be a big one. It's been Kelly Harrington has been amazing, and she's obviously guaranteed a medal, which will be Ireland's fourth medal already in the games. And she's been brilliant, but everything else has been a little bit of a disappointment so far. And Aoife O'Rourke definitely very unlucky last night to go out in controversial circumstances. But two more fighters tonight that people will keep an eye on. I suppose the main one, Jack Marley in the heavyweights, he's fighting in the quarterfinal, which is basically a medal fight. He's up against a Tajikistan opponent who's wily and experienced and favoured in this against a 21-year-old Jack Marley, who is like really only starting out, had a great win already. He'll need the fight of his life to overcome his opponent tonight. But it is possible. So that's one to watch for. That's after 9 o'clock. If he wins, that's another medal for Ireland guaranteed. Then Dana Morehouse is up at around about 7 o'clock. She's in a last 16 fight. She's going to have it very tough, Pat, because she's fighting a French fighter. It's a French fighter that you could argue they fought each other in the quarterfinals of the European Games last year. And it was a very controversial decision that the Irish team were not happy about when she lost that fight. So she definitely has a chance in terms of the boxing, but can you beat a French fighter in a close fight in Paris?
Not
clear.
The judges are not, of course, all French. There might be one French judge among them, but probably not.
Yeah. Oh, no, there won't be a French judge tonight, but it's more the atmosphere in the arena. I mean, Aidan Walsh earlier on in the tournament fought a French fighter, won the first round. There was loud and vociferous booing all around the place. And I don't think, it's not to say that he did win the fight or anything like that, but I do feel like there's an intimidation factor that's naturally there. It might even be subconscious, but it is hard to beat a fighter in the Olympics when they're fighting at home. It's just sort of the way it's always been. And that's even taking out dodgy judging, which we've seen a little bit of so far.
Yeah, you mentioned that controversy last night.
Yeah, it was so Aoife O'Rourke, I think, to my eyes, won a fight, but I wouldn't necessarily trust myself. We had Kevin Byrne on Off the Ball straight after the fight, who I trust as well as anybody when it comes to boxing. And he was, you know, absolutely dumbfounded as to how Aoife O'Rourke lost that fight. Then you look at, more independent people. I was watching the World Feed. They were very surprised on the commentary. Steve Bunce on the BBC couldn't believe it, called it a robbery. So, you know, you have to kind of take the outsider's view on that as well.
And you've no comeback. You can't
once it's done, it's done, unfortunately. Yeah. So it probably wasn't on the level of something that would even be turned over if there was an appeals process. It was just a judgment call, but it just seemed like it was the wrong decision. The fighter she was fighting against, the Polish fighter, was very aggressive. A lot of holding, was warned a couple of times by the referee for various different things, was deducted a point for holding. And it just seemed like that wasn't, the judges weren't going by the fighter who was there to box rather than the fighter who was there to hold. But these things happen in Olympic Games. In fairness, the most gracious person of us all was Aoife herself when she spoke afterwards and said that she couldn't get a handle on the fight and gave her opponent lots of credit as well. So maybe we should take her word for it.
All right. Some of the latest news. Tom Fannin in the heats of the 50-meter freestyle has won his heat, so that he progresses. So that's a little bit of good news there.
Yeah, he'll be in tonight's semi-final. And again, this is it's very, very good news. But even if you take the kind of, I was going to say in rowing, we were talking earlier, you know, there's three finals in the rowing tomorrow. We'll expect at least another medal from Paula Donovan and Fintan McCarthy. And when you think that Ireland hasn't won a medal of any kind until 2016 and are in four finals for the first time ever, this plus the women's fours this morning won their B final, which basically makes them seventh in the Olympics. It's really unbelievable progress. And likewise with swimming, I mean, between 2000 and 2016, in all those Olympics, we qualified for two semi-finals. Whereas, you know, obviously with Mona McSharry and Daniel Whiffen winning medals, you know, we're almost not taking into account people making finals and semi-finals and so on. And it's been so rare, but it's been so plentiful in this competition. It does speak to enormous progress that's been made by the swimmers.
Great stuff, Mick. Thank you very much for giving us that update on Olympic action today. Well, now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.